is Parashas Bishalach. Okay. Now, we just finished with the Esen Makot. Mitzrayim was devastated. Klal Yisrael went out of Egypt. And Lechera, you would have thought, that's it. We finished. Destroyed 10 Makas. There was nothing left in Mitzrayim. They took out all the gold and silver from there. Kematzulish Ein Bodagim, like a net which doesn't have any fish, because they took out all the grain from the net, so no fish were interested in going there. It was cleared out. Now in this parasha, and we see also in Haggadah, we have a big kiddush called Kriyas Yam Suf. We're now Mitzrayim are chasing after the Jewish people, and we're going to see their final destruction in the Yam, and we have a whole parasha, a parasha Shira, of the song that they sang, what they saw in Kiryas Yam Suf. They were not singing any songs when they were in the plagues. No Makas Bechoras, no one, they left Egypt. You thought they're going to Geula, they just leave Egypt, they're free people. They should be singing as they leave. What was special here about Kiryas Yam Suf? Why here we say Az Yashir? So let's see the going up to it, what happened. So it says, Vahi b'shalach paro et ha'am. Paro sent the people, right? V'lo nacham Elohim derech eretz plishtim. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't manhig them, didn't take them through derech eretz plishtim. Which is very interesting. They went out, but he didn't go this way. He went this way. Why? Ki karuv hu. It's close. So if it's close, you should. You remember, you're now going to Eretz Yisrael. That's the reason for going that way. What do you mean it's Karov and you're not going that way? Ki Amar Elokim, God said, Pen Yenachem Ha'am, Berotam Milchama, perhaps they will change their minds, the people, when they see war in fighting the Plishtim, V'shavu Mitzrayim, and they'll go back to Egypt. What do you mean? They saw Esen Makot. They saw Nisim Gluyim. Kodesh Baruch Hu's worried, right? They're going to go back to Egypt. What's happening here? It says here, look at Rashi. Kigom milchemet v'yered al Amaleki v'kanani. Right? It's worried about Amalek here. What's this telling you about the status of the people? They just got out of Egypt. You'd have thought there had been such big Bale Amuna. They had all these 10 markers. Comes here, Chazal, and tells us the Emunah wasn't very big. They could go back. Any difficulty, they could go back. So now we have to go a long way in the Midbar to get to Har Sinai and then get to Eretz Yisrael. And all this purpose is going to be what? To build the people. To build the Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They weren't there yet. They were 210 years slaves. They saw the Esen Makos. They saw the Geula, but they weren't there yet. They now had to be built. Okay. So what did the Kodesh Baruch Hu do? Vayasev Elokim et ha'am derech ha'midbar. He made them go round Yam Suf. Now it tells us they went around because a fifth of the Jewish people were lost in Egypt, we spoke in Makas Choshech, or they came out armed. What if they came out armed? What do they need armory for? What are you going out with Esen Makot? Did they fight the Egyptians in Egypt when they left? Were there any battles with them? Were they going to the Midbar with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? We see they had an Amud Anan Vamud Esh to protect them. Right? The Midrashim say that the protection was not only protection, there was complete sustenance. They completely, you know, the Amud Anan would be Mashveh the Harim. You know, like a bulldozer, making everything straight. They were seeing this. What they needed to take with them? Clay Zion. Again, it's a sign of what? Weakness. A lack of emunah. There was still like a child who was given birth. He still had to be built. in a certain sense, I'm saying in a certain sense, this Amud Anan, Vamud Eish, where are you learning about Sukkah? Sukkah we learn, Zecha Ananei HaKavod, right? It's a remembrance of these Ananei HaKavod. What is a Sukkah? You go out from a Dirat Keva to Dirat Arai in the Midbar. Dirat Arai in the Midbar. And this is a mile of Klal Yisrael. This was held by us as a mile that we went into the Midbar. Rashi tells us we went without any food. We only took the matzah with us. We had Emunah Kodesh Baruch Hu was going to provide for us. Right? This Amud Anan was covering us like in the womb of a mother. It was makif us. It was surrounding us. We were like a child still in the mother's womb. So the question asks, we see they have an Emunah, they took the matzah, they didn't require anything, and yet later on the parsha they're going to complain about food. Right? So to have an Emunah for the moment is one thing, and living daily with that Emunah is another thing. It's a much higher level. We can always make a moment's jump. They jumped into Kriyas Yom Suf. Right? There's a jump of Emunah is much easier to do than to live every day with Emunah. So, in Pasuk Aleph and Beis, it says, this is when they went from Sukkot, Daber al Bnei Yisrael, v'yashuvu v'yachanu, go back on yourselves, and dwell, lifnei piachirot, the place of your the place that they left the freedom, that was Pitom, says Rashi, right? Bein Migdol Bein Hayam, Lifnei Bala Tzafon. Bala Tzafon Nochocho Tachanu Al Hayam. So they were going back, and they were in front of this idol called Bala HaTzafon. Tzafon is, we know, is north. Tzafon always wrote, Mehara Meha Tzafon Tipatech Tara. Ra is Dinim, it's always the Ra comes from Tzafon. So now, why was this happening? Why they went back on themselves? They're confused. They're coming back on themselves. They can't go forward in the midbar. They're stuck. Why did he do this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu did this. This is the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why he did this? Lat'ot et Paro. This is to bring back Paro into the scene. They will chase the Jewish people. Because Al Pi Teva, you just got 10 markers. You saw all these nisim. Paro's not a stupid guy. Normal person, you got 10 markers. You got destroyed. You got wiped out. You know, rebuild. Don't go chase the people who you're losing. This is a losing battle. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was mate Paro. That they were nevuchim hem baaretz. They were confused. And now he went after them. And this was important. Why did he do this? Because this was a complete now destruction of Paro, a complete removal of any remnants of Egypt, and now the Jewish people could become a completely free people. They were going to be lifted out of that level of slavery. That's what Kriyas Yom Suf is. Kriyas Yom Suf is the beginning of coming out of the womb. It's called a birth. There was a birth in Egypt, and there was a birth in Kriyas Yom Suf. The birth in Kriyas Yom Suf is when they got, like a child gets his beginning of his cognitive self, a beginning of his own self-understanding. You with me? That's why Pesach, when we celebrate Pesach, the festival of Pesach starts Leil Seder, and the seventh day is Kriyas Yom Suf, right? Mm-hmm. 7 days Kriyas Yom Suf. But the whole festival of Pesach ends after Kriyas Yom Suf. There's no more. Because Kriyas Yom Suf is a continuation of the redemption of the Jewish people, and it's their final redemption. The final redemption, which we went out of Pesach, we went out of Mitzrayim. We're finished with it. Now, we're at the stage, after the 7 days, we're building towards Torah. We're building towards a higher recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's going to be Matan Torah in Shavuos. Now we see the power. It's a crazy thing. It was told to Melech Yisrael, Ki Baruch Ham, what it was told? He knew what it was told. He knew he sent them. V'yafech levav paro v'avadav el'am. What do you mean it was told? He came to, like, he sent them out, And now it was revealed to him, they ran away. Like, he said, what did I do this for? What did I do this for? That's what he was told. He realized he did a stupid thing. Let's get them back into slavery. He spoke to them. I'll give you the spoil. I'll go first. He convinced them to go with him. He himself said he's going to go first. Not the derech of a king to go first. You first send the soldiers. You go at the back. Protect yourself. No, this was Paro's doing. Paro went after them in full force. So there's this whole army chasing after them. Kodesh Baruch Hu hardened his heart. It's the final hardening to completely destroy him. Okay. So now we see Bnei Yisrael are frightened. They're frightened. Hello, you have Ananiah covered. You have Amud Anan. You have Amud Eish. You have Esa Makas. What? They're frightened. Just be surrounded in this Amud Anan. Nothing's going to happen to you. What? You think Kodesh Baruch Hu is not going to look after you? What happened here? You're not living up here, Derech HaTeva. Why would they think that Kodesh Baruch Hu wouldn't protect them? Okay. So we just explained this is a marshal also. We have to understand these stages of coming out of Egypt is stages of growth. Right? Person comes out of Egypt, he's leaving, he's being built. But it's still nisyonis in life. Everyone has his kriyas yamsuf, right? Power of the Yetzahara, he's hardening his heart. He still wants to go in his ways. He still wants to bring you back. And there's a hardening of heart. Like I said, there's the world. People do all these strange things in college. With the drugs and with women and all these sorts of things. And this is a craziness. And they're continuing doing it. And they see people later on in life, they see that their ways aren't good ways and not living good lives. And yet they continue in their ways. That's a hardening of a heart. And then going in this ways, they're still chasing after the taivas, and the water is associated. The Reb Chaim Vital says that water is associated with taivas, desires for women, the desires for physicalities. That's waters, the desires of waters. Water is associated with desire. Waters are also associated with Torah. So the Rambam says that in the end, and where he says it's the end of the Hilchos Isuri Bia, the laws of forbidden relationships, right? And there he says that these thoughts of women are only there in a heart that's panui from Torah, that's open, that's empty from Torah. But a heart that's full of Torah, those desires, desires for Kodesh Baruch Hu, and understanding of Kodesh Baruch Hu and connecting with Kodesh Baruch Hu, those same desires are used for Kedusha. All those desires are used for physicality. All those desires are there and they're in man to desire a connection with his Creator. Kriyas Yamsuf, the desires of this world, or the desires of one's heart, right? Or bears you in the waters of desire. Or the waters of desire becomes what we see Chazal tell us. What a Shifcha saw on Kriyas Yamsuf. She saw the Merkava. She saw the Gilui Shechina, the revelation of God's presence. Right? Yoter Mimasha ben Buzi, Yitcheskel ben Buzi, saw the Merkava. I, how Kodesh Baruch was Manhiga's world. There was a Gilui of Torah. That was a Gili of Torah, a Gili of how the upper worlds connect with the lower worlds. That revelation comes from Kriyas Yamsuf. Or your desires will take you to be buried in the waters of desire, or your desires will take you to see the Merkava. That's what Kriyas Yamsuf is. Everyone has that Kriyas Yamsuf. Everyone has that paro, he crave. Paro wants to come close. Paro is there to destroy us. The Yetzirah is there to destroy us. He's chasing after us. He wants to harden our hearts. He wants to bring us back to the bondage of Mitzrayim. He wants to bring us back to the physicalities of the world, for the sake of physicalities. And that's the place of Abachira. Piachirot, the place of the opening of that freedom. Cherus or Torah, or Baal Tzifon, or the Ra that's represented in the north. The north is a place of Dinim, the north is a place of Ra, like we said before. That's everyone's choice. What are you chasing? What are you going after? That's where a person has to make a decision. Look what they say to Moshe. V'yomel Moshe, hamibli ein kvar v'mitzrayim? There's no burial place in Egypt. The whole army of Egypt is chasing after them. Lakachtanu lamut b'midbar. You've taken us to die in the desert. Mazod asita lanu lotziyanu mitzrayim. You took us out of Egypt, right? Kitov lanu oved et mitzrayim muteinu b'midbar. Better us to be slaves in Egypt to die in the midbar. What sort of time is that on an individual? Changing is dying. You have to kill part of yourself. You have to kill those desires. It's hard. You have to work. It doesn't happen easy. The Jewish people were in a process of changing. And this, if you go in the right direction, because there's a lot of complaints. You don't see complaints by Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. As soon as Moshe Rabbeinu comes on the scene, you have Moshe Rabbeinu complaining to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Jewish people complaining to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're full of complaints, you know, like the nagging wife. That's what it is. Complaining, complaining, complaining. Give me a break. That's a relationship. Relationship means expectations. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's like a husband, lahavdil, a husband and a wife. The Jewish people, we're the wife. There's complaints. Why are you doing this to me? Right? Leave this, do this, right? Only wives can say those things. Do you have a roommate that does that, that behaves to you like your wife? I'm looking for a new room. But wives, you need this, and she needs that. And you have to deal with it. That's a relationship. There's expectations in a relationship. And you're bringing them up. Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing them up. That's the purpose here. So now, what does Moshe Rabbeinu tell them? Al tiru, don't worry. U'ru'u et Yeshuat Hashem. You'll see the saving of Kadosh Baruch Hu. That a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Then what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Now Moshe Rabbeinu is damning Kadosh Baruch Hu to save the people. So Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him, "Ve'yom Hashem Moshe, mati tzakelai." What are you shouting? Right? Hello? You have a whole army running after you. You have a whole thing. What's a normal thing? You know, when you're in war, what do we all do? Tehillim. We daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hello? That's what you should normally do. What's the answer here? Mati tzakelai. The whole Jewish people, that's what you should be doing. Tzaka was a Hilchos Tanis. When Ra comes to us, what do? Daven. So what's wrong with davening here? We should be davening. Daber bnei Yisrael v'yisau. Let them go. What do you mean let them go? Go. What do you mean go? I don't understand this. Davening, save us. And then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, don't daven now. Go. Go into Kriyas Yamsuf. And what does Rashi say? Rashi says a very interesting thing here. Ain lehem el elisa. You only have to go. She'ain hayam omid bifnehem. Why? Kedai schut avotehem. The merit of your fathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Behem. And listen to the next word. Vahemuna. And the emuna. Sheminu be the trust that you trust me. Vietzur kolehem atayam. And they will go out and the Kriyas Yamsuf. Says Rashi, the Chumash says, "V'yisa malach Elohim aholech ufneim machni Yisrael, v'yelech machareim." After the Yam was split, right? Says, why says Loshen Elohim? because Klal Yisrael are going to go through din. Eilu avdei avodah zarah, ve'eilu avdei avodah zarah. Why were they saved and they were drowned? What's the difference? The emuna she'eminu bi, and the schus avos. The fact that they jumped in, that emuna, they needed something. They needed some sort of merit to be saved from the yam itself. That emuna that they went in, as I'll tell us, it went up to their noses and further. They were nearly drowning before the yam split. A person in his growth, sometimes it seems too hard. Seems you can't go. I've done what I can, Rabbi, I can't do it anymore. It's too difficult. Well, you want me to change this as well? And this? Give me a break. Yeah. Life is that way. The change is needed to be done. If you don't do that change, you'll be put in a situation where life is unbearable until you change. That's Kriyas Yom Suf. And then when you change, you'll see a whole different view. You'll see 12 shvilim. Each tribe has its own shvil. They didn't have to do all this. The waters were a wall. They say they took, you know, little taps over there to get like May Aiden water, like fresh water they got from the sea. Everything works out. Everything works out only if you work hard. Only if you change. If you don't change, the purpose of all the tsaras is to bring you to change. That's the purpose of it. That's the whole reason for it. We don't understand why. It doesn't really make a difference even why. What's the reason for this? What's the reason for that? How can we understand the Kodesh Baruch Hu's world? How can we understand? It's too deep. You can't understand the Holocaust. You can't understand the Spanish Inquisition. You can't understand all these things. You can understand globally. You can't understand the individual child who was born to a religious family and got lost and we don't see him anymore in Klal Yisrael. What's his fault? Or the little baby that was born to her family that they in Nazi Germany was killed and his flesh was used to make soap. How can you explain those things to anyone? How can those things have an answer? How can we explain the Ra? We can't understand it. All we can know is have an emuna. The emuna is we jump into that yam and we say, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we want to be with you. We want to live the life with you. And when we jump in, that's the yam splits. And then you have your own individual way, your own individual path, he shows you. And then life becomes clearer. You with me? That's life. That's Kriyas Yom Suf. We're going through the Golos of Mitzrayim. Everyone goes to the Golos of Mitzrayim. Everyone goes to Kriyas Yom Suf. And in a certain way, Kriyas Yom Suf, the Nes was bigger. You see in the Haggadah. There were 10 markers, there were 50 on the Yom. There were 10 markers, 250 on the Yom. Yad, Etzba, whatever you want to say, all the droshos that we have in the Haggadah. To teach us what? The details of that jumping in. And every day can be Kriyas Yom Suf. We say Kriyas Yom Suf every day in Shacharis. Every day in Baruch Shama, we say Kriyas Yom Suf. Why we say Az Yoshia then? And Az Yoshia, we're going to see what Az Yoshia actually means. What is it? Az Yoshia, then we will sing. What do you mean, then we will sing? We're going to get there soon. Now, Chazal tell us, not only did the Egypt ran after them, into the Yam. Hello? You're chasing them. The Yam splits up. What? You think you're gonna kill them now? Hello, what happened here? That's called a person doesn't want to change. The Eight Sahara, like, is after you till the last moment. You're changing, you're in Yeshiva, right? Yeah, in Yeshiva now. Now forget, Mr. Yetzer, bye-bye. I'm in Yeshiva now, I'm learning Torah. No, in the middle of the Beis HaMedrash, in the middle of your choice, in the middle of doing the right thing, he's there with you. He's coming after you even when you're growing.
Oh, yeah.
He's not leaving you.
Especially when you're growing.
Yeah, especially. But it's a different avoda then. It's a different avoda. It's more Shabbistic avoda. When you're growing, then it's just a question of picking the good from the good. When you're not growing, when you're outside, it's picking the good from the bad. It's a different level of picking. You understand? But it's still picking, still like, you know, which mitzvahs to do, where to go, how to go, what life to pick, this life or this life or this life, which is better. No longer you're going to pick the life of those college kids. You're picking a different life. You're definitely going to have a nice family. You're definitely picking a good life. But which type of good life? Now that becomes a different question. That's a much harder question even. You with me? So, you the full Mitzrayim, v'yavoh achareim, Mitzrayim are chasing, kol sus paro, craziness, v'richvo farah shavel toch hayam. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this Yetzirah, that he has a hard heart. He has a hard heart to do right. He's not changing. He's going to chase after you. V'yi ba'ashmurat ha'boker. Boker is the beginning of the day, the beginning of clarity. V'yashkef Hashem el machne Yisrael. He looks at machne Yisrael. V'amud eish v'anan. V'yaham et machne Yisrael. Mudim v'yaham machne Yisrael. Rashi says here, loshen mehuma irvavam. He mixed them up. He made mehuma, right? He mixed them up. He mixed them up. And then, so we know from, we're going to see now. Then he mixed them up in the sea. The waters fell on them. They were completely destroyed. You know, you're walking over here. Behind you, the waters cover these people. And they're mixing them up. That's it. Finished. What did they see? Hey, maybe they're getting out of the other side. What are they getting out of the other side? Who gets out from such a thing? Again, Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Yam is polit them, sends them out on the other side, so the Jewish people can see what Kadosh Baruch Hu did them and wiped out Mitzrayim. We still have to see it. We're still being built. We still have to have. He's building Aymunim, Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's building that trust. We still have to go through it. We still have a hard life. We still think, no, he doesn't love us. He has to show his love. Is to show how much he cares. He used to still do that. V'yishvu ha'mayim v'chasu et ha'rechem. He charged, they went over the rechem. But kol parasha v'chol chel paro v'bayim achareyem v'yam v'lo nishar b'em ad echad. They didn't leave anything. All of them were killed. And now, what happened? V'ya Yisrael et ha'yad ha'gdol. He saw this big hand. Asher asa Hashem b'Mitzrayim, v'yir'u ha'am, they feared the people at Hashem, v'yaminu b'Hashem Moshe avdo. Now they believed in Moshe, Kadosh Baruch Hu in Moshe. Right? Now, we have Shira. What Shira? As Yashira. Then they will sing, Moshe v'nei Yisrael, et Hashira azot, the Shira, l'Hashem to Hashem, v'yomru lemo, Hashira l'Hashem, I will sing to Kadosh Baruch Hu kika o ga'ah. Sus rochvo rama v'yam. Then we have whole Shira Sayam, which goes into detail how they were killed, the Rishayim, v'shebehem, kakash, beinonim ke'evin, tzadikim ke'oferet. Each one, the Ra, and his punishment was more deadlo precisely. And that's Chris Yamsuf telling you the details of how Kadosh Baruch Hu was mavdil in the Ra and separated us from the punishment that they got and the detail of that punishment. They're not only getting punishment, they're not only just covered up and killed. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them chiyus to be punished in a specific way. And now it says, as Yashir, what do you mean then we will sing? What do you mean then we will sing? Now we will sing. This is Rashi says, a very interesting Rashi. What does he say? As Yashir, then he will sing. Bo'olam Abba. Remez lo'olam Abba min ha'Torah. Why isn't Olam Abba mentioned in the Torah? Why is it only hinted in the Torah? Because the Torah is speaking about the Rotzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Its expression. Olam Abba isn't expressed in this world. Olam Abba can only be hinted in this world. That means we can only have a hint, a taste a small taste. Shabbos, me'ein olam haba. We can have a small taste. But the time of Shira, the time when we see this biru of Ra, the separation from the Ra in the world, the separation of the Ra, and the connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the time of olam haba. That's the time when we feel the goodness of the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the separation from the Ra. Those moments are moments of me'ein olam haba. You understand? Those are moments of Az Yashir. When a person goes to that moment of working on himself, of separating from the Ra, that's a moment of Shira. That's a moment of Az Yashir. That's a moment a person feels the hint of Olam Haba. So Olam Haba can be felt. Those are the moments of this feeling. When a person's learning, when a person's working on himself, when a person's late, staying late, when a person's doing something against his teva, that's a moment of Olam Haba. Says the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Velashon of Pirkei Avos, when a person does a mitzvah, the Ruach of Gan Eden is sovev oto. Because a mitzvah is against the grain. You're doing something. If you do a mitzvah, you put on tefillin, every day you put on tefillin, and you do it. You don't feel much after you do it a long time. Chas v'shalom, it's a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah deraisa. But if there's no work in putting it on, it's less felt. But anything a person does, he has to work against himself. There's a tzar in that avoda. He's tasting Olam Haba. Olam Haba is that's the taste of the biru of the Ra, separation from the Ra, that can only be with an enemuna and a hard work. And when that's done, that's a taste of Olam Haba. So Gemara says, this is a Gemara, let's do in Kriyas Yom Suf, so this is the time to create the Gemara, and so to the base, it says, Kasha Zivugo Shal Adam, Kriyas Yom Suf. It means the connection with your wife. And all our relationships, as we've all been, all our relationships are relationships of man and wife, male, female. And the zivug isn't only when you're going on a date to meet her that it's hard. Ask your friends, right? Zivug is every time when you're with your wife and you're connecting. Every connection, and it's not only your wife. It's the Torah, the Gros says, Eishes Chayil, is connected. Three Eishes Chayils, Torah, your neshama, and your wife. There's three aspects of persona, there's three aspects of self. Bein Adam Lamakom, bein man and his creator, that's his Torah. Bein Adam LaAtzmo, between man and himself, that's his neshama. And bein Adam LaChavero, that's man and his wife. All three aspects of self is issues. All three aspects, the connecting to those things is called zivug. That's called connection. That zivug is kasha kriyas yam suf. Because the kriyas yam suf in all those places is an emuna and a hard work. And it's sometimes harder than we think it is. And it's sometimes seeming somewhat impossible. Nevuchim hem ba'aret, we're confused. Sagar talem tamidba. Looks like no escape from here. We don't know where we're going. And then all we can go is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, help me. I'm going this way. Take good advice from a rabbi. You go. And you get into the sea. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'yisa. Moshe Rabbeinu asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, tell the people, go in. Go in. And you'll have Kriyas Yam Suf. And then, when you go in with that emunah, then it's Az Yashir. Then that's a taste of Olam Haba. There's always the people who jump in. There's always the leader. Nachshon, when he jumped in, there's a leader who does it, but the people also had it on an individual level. There's always someone, right? The leader of the Jewish people is always the one who's involved in the same struggle as the people, but just on a higher level. And his struggle is the struggle of the klal. But it doesn't mean the klal aren't in their own individual ways in the same struggle. And it says in the Baal Shem Tov that even sometimes the Averas, the Gedolei Ador, the leaders of the people, sometimes they have Averas, or it comes to them Averas which aren't even matim for them, aren't even relevant to them. And it becomes because of Nisyonis, the trials and tribulations that are in their generation, that those type of Averas even appear to them. It's not even on their map. So that's what the Baal Shem Tov says. But not only that, a chet, a sin of the Gdolim, will also bring that to the people itself. It works both ways.